Let's take the car and drive. Leave the couch for a while. Run red light. Hi everybody, welcome back to 英语口语每天学。I'm your friend Ben. So today, we're going to learn another new slang, which is beat a dead horse. So beat a dead horse, what does that mean?Which means to bring up an issue that has already been concluded. 意思就是说提出一件已经结束的事情 or something that's considered to be pointless, 或者做没有意义的事情。This phrase may originate with horse racing. 这个词组最早来源于赛马比赛 where horses are sometimes beaten by their riders to get them moving faster.比赛中呢，赛马被选手赶着以便跑得更快。Depending on the rules, a jockey usually has access to a riding crop, which is sort of like miniature whip. 根据规则，骑手可以手持一个短马鞭 and this is used to slap the horse on the thigh. 这个马鞭用来打马的屁股。The horse responds either by running faster or not at all.If it is too tired, 马呢因此就会跑得更快或者因为太累而根本没有反应。While there is much controversy involved with how race horses should be treated, 与此同时呢如何对待比赛的马也人们也非常有争议。The purpose of beating horses during a race is to make them go faster. 击打马儿的目的呢是让他们跑得更快。On the other hand, if the horses were dead, then there wouldn't really be much of a point in beating them. 另外一方面呢如果马儿死了那么打他们就没有什么意义了。Thus, the pointlessness of beating a dead horse wouldEventually go on to apply to other things. 所以慢慢的去拍打一个死马也被用来指代去做没有意义的事情。OK, 说到这儿我们来看两个例子。First one, 比如说 I hate to beat a dead horse, but it's very important that you understand this before you leave. 我不想多此一举但是呢你在离开之前必须了解这个。I hate to beat a dead horse,But it is very important that you understand this before you leave. Okay, 我们再来看第二个例子。比如说你和你的女朋友或者老婆吵架的时候她总会翻旧账那么这个时候你可以讲 Why do you insist on beating a dead horse by bringing up these ancient problems of ours? 你为什么总是翻旧账呢Why do you insist on beating a dead horse by bringing up these ancient problems of ours? Okay, guys, so today you have to remember, beat a dead horse.